The national debate on border security is focused largely on America's southern border, but a quieter change is already taking place along parts of our northern border. It's now commonplace in upstate New York for federal agents to board buses and trains miles from the border and ask passengers for proof of citizenship. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
It's dark at the bus stop in the little village of Canton, New York, about 25 miles from Canada. Two Border Patrol cars idle and await the 8 o'clock from Syracuse. The Adirondack Trailways bus rumbles in. A pair of Border Patrol agents greets the driver and boards the bus. They ask each passenger, "Are you an American citizen?" and then they move on. Tonight, everyone checks out, and the whole thing ends quickly. This scene's become increasingly common as almost 2,000 more agents have been assigned to the northern border since September 11th. The Border Patrol asserts its authority to conduct checks like this within 100 air miles of the international border, including the coastlines. The policy's been hard on international students in a region with dozens of universities. Take the case of a Chinese piano student who was detained from a bus 2 years ago.
He was handcuffed. He felt very threatened.
Bethany Parker Goki directs the International Education Office at the State University of New York at Potsdam, just down the road from Canton. She says the 20-year-old, who she can't name for privacy reasons, was applying for a change in visa status, so he didn't have his documents on him.
I had all his original valid documents on my desk.
The student was held for 4 hours, then returned to campus. A few days later, federal agents were back to detain him again because his status was still up in the air. He spent almost a month in two county jails and one immigration detention center near Buffalo. Finally, says Parker Goki, he was released.
It was very disturbing to me because they had already given him a jail nickname as Smart Boy, and I was just appalled to think that this international student had another education all separate that he really should not have had at all.
Because the student missed the first 4 weeks of the semester, he had to drop out and return to China. Parker Goki says his parents wouldn't let him come back. At the University of Rochester, International Student Services Director Carrie Jensen says thousands of his students have been questioned on the bus or train over the last few years, with more than a dozen detained.
I know there's concerns with anti-terrorism and smuggling, and we want to stop that stuff, but I think in the process of trying to do that, we're creating an unfriendly environment for the legitimate people who are here that we want to attract here.
The Border Patrol wouldn't do an interview for this story, but in an emailed statement, spokesman Rafael Levitre said agents used the checks to prevent smugglers from using public transportation to access the interior of the country. Media reports say the checks have netted drugs and criminals, but civil rights advocates say they're too intrusive for ordinary citizens.
We don't live in a society where you have to carry your papers with you at all times.
Udi Ofer is a lawyer with the American Civil Liberties Union. He says two-thirds of all Americans live within the 100-mile zone. Ofer says the Border Patrol is going far beyond the Constitution's requirement of individualized suspicion.
Not only is it a violation of our privacy rights as Americans, but quite frankly, it's also a recipe for racial profiling.
The Border Patrol says foreign appearance is one factor among many in determining suspicion. Congressman Bill Owens sits on the House Homeland Security Committee and supports beefing up the northern border. The Democrat says the government is trying to strike a balance between stopping the bad guys and leaving everyone else alone.
It is a difficult balance to achieve. We want to make sure that they're not interfering with legitimate activities of business and individuals, but it is a necessary part of the law enforcement process.
Kerry Jensen of the University of Rochester says if the citizenship checks are necessary, then they should be a subject of national dialogue first.
My fear here is that we've just sort of allowed that to kind of creep in and become that without consciously deciding that that's what we need to do.
Border Patrol agents met last month with Jansen and other international student specialists from across New York. Jansen says those talks were positive, but he still counsels his international students to keep their papers on them at all times. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Canton, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.